Tumor Immunology Roundtable Podcast, edition of May 3rd, 2008. Welcome to this new edition of the podcast. This podcast marks the beginning of a new phase, the podcast that is going to be shorter and more flexible and more compatible with my working loads. Today we're going to make a shorter review of the paper published by Nadia Guerra and collaborators from the lab of David Rollett in Berkeley, United States, that was published in the journal Immunity of this year, volume 28, page 571. That is called NKG2D deficient mice are defective in tumor surveillance in models of spontaneous malignancy. In this paper is for the first time described the knockout of the activatory receptor NKG2D. This receptor is constitutively expressed by NK cells, but is also expressed by some activated CD4 and CD8 T cells, gamma delta T cells, and also NK T cells. This receptor have a structure that is similar to MHC class 1 molecules and recognize ligands expressed by epithelial cells or tumor cells as a response to cellular stress, like, for instance, DNA damage or viral infection. The authors in this paper, by creating the knockout, address the role of NKG2D in tumor surveillance. And they test such a knockout in models of spontaneous induced tumor models of prostate cancer, B-cell lymphomas, and carcinogenic induced tumors. The authors observed that in prostate B6 Trump model that was crossed with B6 NKG2D knockout to create the B6 Trump NKG2D deficient mouse, the prostate adenocarcinomas are more aggressive, bigger, heavier, and with earlier detection than the wild-type mice. In addition, the NKG2D deficient mice present the massive tumors and with earlier onset present NKG2D ligands in clear contrast to the wild-type B6 Trump mice, suggesting that the putative role of NKG2D on the immunological editing of tumors in this model. In addition, they also observe in B-cell lymphomas spontaneous model using the U-micro-MICE mice crossed with B6 NKG2D knockout mice that these mice develop several kinds of lymphomas which show early onset on NKG2D deficient mice. No difference were found at the level of ligands expression in such tumors between wild type and knockout mice. Finally, using 3-methylcholinatrin-induced skin sarcomas, the authors observed that NKG2D knockout does not influence tumor growth or ligand expression, leading to the conclusion that carcinogenic agents and related tumors, due to their fast onset and aggressiveness, are not prone to NKG2D-mediated immunity, in comparison to slowest onset of spontaneous lymphomas or adenocarcinomas previously studied in this report. The report is concluded by demonstrating that NKG2D knockout does not impair NK cell function, as NK cells remain the capacity to produce cytokines upon stimulation and recognize mismatched HLA targets. In fact, other than the lack of NKG2D expression, the knockout mice do not present any phenotype or pathological features that differentiate them from the wild-type mice. In conclusion, the paper highlights the role of NKG2D in tumor immunosurveillance and immune editing of tumor growth. Nevertheless, as NKG2D is expressed by various immunological effector cells, further studies need to clarify and dissect the intrinsic role of each cellular subset expressing NKG2D in tumor growth control and immunosurveillance. And like this, we end this edition of the podcast. Leave your comments, suggestions, and whatever you want by email to tumorimmunologyroundtable in a single word, tumorimmunologyroundtable@podomatic.com. And until next edition, see you next time.